one on each side of that pole, and they closed in on him. And one got one ear, and one got the other one. And they just laid right to the hog's side, right to his side. And the guy went there and tied the hog and got the dogs off of the hog, you see. That hog ain't touched it like that out of here. And one of the dogs turned that hog loose. He killed the other one, because the other dog can't control him by itself, you see. But both of them had him. He couldn't swing either way, you know, and they wouldn't get out from him. They just laid right to his side.
They were kind of working as a team.
That's right. that was a team, too.
Okay.
That was worth seeing, you know, those two dogs right like that.
People around here ever call wild hogs anything like razorbacks?
Razorback. You take the razorback hogs, he'd be a pole hog, you know. He'd be off a pole. They call him the razorback. But the fat hog, he never did get that name called the razorback. I don't care how old he was or how big he was, he didn't get that name called the razorback. A pole hog always was a razorback.
Kind of had his ribs sticking out.
That's right.
That's
right.
Did you ever hear Pinewood Rooter?
Pinewood Rooter. That was a pohole too.
Was it the same as a razorback?
Yeah. But some people would call them razorback. Some people call them Pinewood Rooter. They had two names for the same hole. Maybe I would call him a razorback. The other fellow over there, he would call him a Pinewood Rooter. So it's all the same hog, you know.
Right.
It just was a poor hog, just as old. But if he's a fat hog, he just was a hog, you know. He didn't get that name.